And here's a disturbing national trend. Suicide is on the rise, and young people in rural areas have double the risk of their urban counterparts. Those findings come from an Ohio State University study published recently in the journal JAMA Pediatrics. Now, there have been studies linking the lack of health care in rural areas with higher suicide rates, but the Ohio researchers were curious about whether that had a specific impact on young rural residents. Dr. John Campo is the study's senior author. He's chair of psychiatry in OSU's Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Health. And doctor, you stumbled on this rate, twice as many youth suicides in rural areas. But you also reaffirmed that throughout the general population, more young people die from suicide than, say, from cancer.
Only accidents kill more people in that age group.
That is shocking. And your first question was, well, perhaps it has something to do with health care. The Kaiser Family Foundation found that only 51% of the country's needs get met. We're imagining that this is one of the answers, that there's nowhere to go.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's hard to escape that conclusion. There is also the issue of social isolation as well.
We're reading another statistic. Only 15% of U.S. residents live in this huge swath of rural area. Are you saying that they have double the suicide rate of their counterparts in the city in that small population?
That's certainly what we can say about young people. The risk of suicide is pretty much double in rural areas of residence compared to the most urban. Not only was the risk greater in rural versus urban, the risk of suicide in rural areas versus urban areas has increased. The rate of suicide in males has actually decreased a bit in urban settings. We wondered about whether part of the issue may have been related to guns and access to guns because, you know, those of us who've grown up in rural areas can tell you that guns are pretty much an everyday part of life, at least for some of us. What we found, though, was that if we looked at all of the different methods of suicide, the risk of suicide was greater in rural versus urban settings, regardless of the method chosen. We certainly cannot make the argument that the rural-urban risk difference is simply due to firearms. That just doesn't hold up.
Although you know some of your colleagues are making the point that at least it's important. Frederick Rivera from the University of Washington says that your study findings are a part of the gun tragedy in America. That's how he puts it, that more than half of the young people who killed themselves did so with a firearm. And while gun suicides in general are on the decline, they were particularly common in rural areas, nearly three times more common.
Yeah. Half of suicides happen with a firearm. If you attempt to poison yourself, you certainly can end yourself that way, but the likelihood drops dramatically. This is an incredibly important point, and regardless of whether folks live in urban or rural areas, you know, the whole idea of talking to folks about the risk of having a firearm in the home if you have a depressed or potentially suicidal individual, very important. And also the whole issue of safe storage in general.
Yeah. Well, so we're hearing many things. There's a lack of mental health care. There's guns more common. There's isolation. And then we're reading on top of the isolation of rural areas, there's further isolation when other young people might leave an area because there are not as many job opportunities, leaving people behind.
That's a terrific point. You know, a lot of people believe that with a downturn in the economy that these rural areas were perhaps more precarious.
You know, what do you do with this information, this double the suicide rate of young people in rural areas compared to their city counterparts? What do we do with that?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. What we do know is that most of us get our health care in primary care settings, and primary care is even more relevant in rural settings than in urban settings. So I think one area to really begin is to think about how we can do a better job to credibly integrate mental health services and services for addictions into primary care settings. I don't think it's going to be as simple as a quantitative solution, right? We're just going to go out there, we're going to hire more, and we're going to train more mental health professionals, and we're going to find a way to incentivize them to work in rural settings. That probably isn't going to do the trick. Mm-hmm. We're going to need to think about ways to, number one, get our colleagues in general medical settings to think about folks who present as depressed as an opportunity to save a life more than, you know, pretty common, which is, gee, this is an annoyance. This is something that just interferes with us in our ability to deliver traditional medical care. So we have to change our system of care to take those problems seriously. And I think one of the reasons we don't relates to stigma. We don't tend to think about these problems in the same way that we think about cancer or diabetes. So integration is clearly one thing. Thinking about stigma, thinking carefully about ways to address access to lethal means, thinking about novel ways to deliver mental health services, using the telephone, using telemedicine, using psychotherapy that might be accessed over the internet with some case management. We have to get clever about it.
Well, you also found that these increased suicide rates in rural areas were the same for men and women. But were you surprised at what you found, such a high rate of rural kids?
Yes, we really were a little bit taken aback. It spells out some of the task in front of us. I mean, I live here in Ohio. We have a very, I think, forward-thinking Office of Mental Health and Addiction Services, and they're clearly trying to pay attention to this, thinking of ways that we can do a better job in Ohio as well as nationally with how do we target this especially vulnerable population in rural settings.
Dr. John Campo, Chair of Psychiatry in Ohio State University's Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Health. Their study, which was published recently in JAMA Pediatrics, shows twice the rate of suicide among young people in rural areas. Quite something. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you.